Are we waiting to exhale? If we're paying any attention at all, we are. But if you're worried that America is not great, I'm here to remind you that greatness is all around us. We care about each other. We stand and walk together. We've got each other's back. On a recent Saturday, I went along for the Baltimore Buddy Walk. About 1,000 people turned out in the windy cold to raise a little money and a little consciousness for Down syndrome families, of which I think we are all members. I walked with Diana Geis, her grandson Jake, and Jake's parents. We walked around the Inner Harbor, passing a succession of photographs showing what kids like Jake do, pretty much what every kid does, reading in Jake's case. He sat on a couch near a window looking into a city park. He was engrossed. During the walk, he rode with his legs draped over his dad's shoulders. I thought about Donald Trump. I know I was risking relapse. Didn't he mock a disabled man during the campaign? I'm trying to forget. On the Inner Harbor's wide brick path, we came to Baltimore's 9/11 memorial, a section of steel girder. We remembered the New York firefighters who walked into the Trade Center towers knowing they might not walk out again. What they did was the essence of great, and grace, and America. The previous night, I heard a symphony by Antonin Dvorak, an immigrant visitor who thought our country was great. I always think of Joseph Meyerhoff when I'm at the BSO. The hall, his sublime gift, is honored by the players whose pride is heard in every note. What he actually did with his money, not what he claimed to do with his money, was great. With Election Day approaching, I watched Trump at the televised Al Smith dinner in New York. By tradition, candidates eschew politics at this event to show they can take a joke. Trump didn't get the memo. He fell into harsh campaign mode, accusing Hillary Clinton of pretending she didn't hate Catholics. A WikiLeaks disclosure suggested she did hate them. Trump ran with it. The crowd booed. Then it was her turn. The Statue of Liberty, she said, would rate only a 4 on Trump's beauty scale. Funny and fair, I thought, given what he has said in the past. Trump actually smiled. He really did. Shocking, I know. We think of him as a perpetually snarling, frowning, and might I say, nasty man. But for an instant, the smile made him seem, what, normal? Not presidential, not great. But that's okay. We've got great covered.